The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Across the front of all of the papers this morning, Examiner, we finally have justice for Tina. Irish Independent, Tina murder. Lie after lie, now finally the truth. The Irish Daily Mail, Satchwell wanted jury discharged over judge's guilty nudge. And then the only paper that breaks from that pattern is the Irish Times, which leads with the BBC facing a $3 million legal bill after losing the Gerry Adams defamation case. But under the fold says, Satchwell family finally get justice for Tina. With us is Paul Byrne, broadcaster from Cork's 96 FM, who has been following the Satchwell case from the outset and closely involved in interviewing some of the participants within it. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
Can you walk us through, now that we have the verdict, what were the key elements in the court case and in the prosecution on which that verdict hinged?
I suppose, basically, they had a body. They had skeletal remains, and that was the evidence, the hard evidence. I mean, you could have gone into this case with circumstantial evidence. Or, you know, you don't go into a case with circumstantial evidence. You need the hard facts. And they had found skeletal remains. They knew that they were on, the prosecution was able to unravel the web of lies that he had weaved, you know, for 6.5 years. 6.5 years of Tina Satchwell missing. 8 years to before the whole thing came to a trial, and the jury took 9 hours and 28 minutes to prove that he was a liar and a brazen liar at that. They just saw through everything, and the prosecution brought everything to the table. They left no stone unturned, and basically the defence went in there and they were fighting a losing case from day one.
It seems that some of the lies that he told were incredible to the point of being daft, suggesting that she had departed with €26,000 in life savings, where there were no life evidence of anything like that kind of life savings being available. Interviews with people saying that he had been selling her possessions, though at the same time saying that he was distraught at her loss. I mean, he didn't exactly put a lot of thought into the lies he was telling.
He thinks he put a lot of thought into the lies. A lawyer is always caught out, no matter what. He firmly believed he was smarter than everyone else. He even thought he was able to outwit the guards. They were working tirelessly around in this investigation all the time. Just because it wasn't in the news doesn't mean that the detectives weren't scrutinising files. You had a new set of eyes, new pair of eyes, come into the team in 2011, scrutinised every witness statement, and unraveled so much information, they knew they hadn't banked the rights. And what they needed was just to find, and it was down to mapping as well, I understand that. They looked at the maps of a house that was for sale in the area, a house, a very similar house. And they noticed that there wasn't any, the stairwell wasn't blocked. And it didn't take a genius at that stage to work out that Tina Satchwell's remains may have been under the ground. And when they went in, they did find Tina Satchwell's remains in a hole that he had dug, and that he claimed he had, you know, sat there with her in his arms prior to putting her into a freezer and then into the hole. This investigation was being worked on tirelessly all the time. And as I said, the fresh eyes went into the investigation in around 2011, and they started dotting their I's again, crossing their T's, and they knew in October 2013 they had enough information, and they went and made a move.
And that move resulted in that, in the conviction that we saw yesterday in reports in the papers today of sobbing in the courtroom as the verdict was finally delivered. What does this mean to the friends and family of Tina?
It means they can finally grieve, begin to grieve. They will never get over the loss of their loved one. But he put them through hell. He didn't just kill her. He assassinated her character while in court. And now, hopefully, the family, following his sentencing next Wednesday, he'll obviously be sentenced to the mandatory life in prison. Hopefully, they'll be able to try and get on with their lives. You know, they'll know that the truth has been exposed, and they know that the man who lied and that killed their loved one will spend the rest of his life in prison.
And they stood in silence holding hands as the verdict was read out, I understand.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that, Anton, to be quite honest with you, but that is my understanding. And the family, they're a very united family. They come from all parts of the country. And they stood there, respectful to the court, respectful. They'd never at any stage let themselves down. You know, you will hear roars and applause and claps and shouts, and you know, they'll call the killer names. They were very dignified, and that's the way they want to continue.
And there's a piece in The Independent by Catherine Fegan that ends with the statement that they made, saying during this trial Tina was portrayed in a way that was not true to who she was. This is our cousin Sarah speaking. Tina was our precious sister, cousin, auntie and daughter. Her presence in our life meant so much to us all. We as a family can never put into words the impact that our loss has had on all of us. Tina was a kind, loving, gentle soul who loved her animals like they loved her, and this is the way we want her remembered today as a family. We finally have justice for Tina. Paul Byrne, thank you very much. That is Paul Byrne, broadcaster with Cork's 96 FM.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.